Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Saturday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And don't forget, of course, you can hear me on Drive all this week from 4 p.m, apart, of course, from Bank Holiday Monday. Yep, a day off. Hurrah. Now we begin the podcast by looking ahead to another bumper weekend of Premier League action.
Captain, fantastic!
Negativity can spread very quickly, but at the same time, so can positivity.
Eberechi Eze from the spot. Yeah! Sends the goalkeeper the wrong way. My final conclusion is Crystal Palace are safe.
What a goal! What a goal! Lucas Paqueta!
He's been playing very well. He's beginning to get used to it a little bit more. He's done a lot of good things on the ball.
Rashford into the penalty area, teases the shot towards the far post. It comes back to the edge of the six-yard box. Bruno Fernandes nudges it over the top of the advancing Emi Martinez.
We want to win every game. We want to win every competition.
And Morgan Gibbs-White has equalised. He's volleyed it in.
And it's put in the back of the net almost immediately by Carlos Alcaraz.
We believe that we will succeed in the remaining game.
It's a game that we must win.
The Premier League, simply the best. And we love bringing it to you in all its glory.
Tottenham face Crystal Palace. It's live and exclusive on TalkSport. Let's hear from the Spurs boss now, shall we? Ryan Mason, who wants his side to finish the season as strong as possible. And also, he spoke highly about Roy Hodgson ahead of the game.
Bursting into the area right-hand side, pulls it back, Kane! Was there ever any doubt?
They beat Leicester, they'll lose to Chelsea. They thrash Brighton, they'll lose to Southampton and Wolves. Tottenham just aren't to be trusted.
Been involved in football long enough to know that things can turn around very quickly.
Lise coming forward for Crystal Palace, slid into the penalty area. Are you with an improvised finish? Zaha with an emphatic finish, and it's 2-1 Crystal Palace.
Right from the start, I found a group of players that I thought were good and believed in, and I believe they would get the club out of trouble.
For a lot of these Palace players, it's like a weight's been lifted off their shoulders.
So it's important that we win. The only things we can do is take care of ourselves, and then the league table will speak for itself at the end of the season, because it doesn't lie. We've had a very up and down season, and many things have happened. It's no secret, we're disappointed with how it's gone, but at the same time, it's not over yet. We've still got a lot to fight for, and we all know that.
I found a group of players that I thought were good and believed in, and I believe they would get the club out of trouble. But in terms of did I expect to get to this point with four matches left to play, I can't really say that I did.
We'll always have a soft spot for Roy Hodgson, because he gave me my England debut. So I'll always be thankful for that. But of course, we're playing Crystal Palace in a very good moment, probably their best moment this season. So we understand it's going to be a difficult match. But at the same time, we're confident in our stadium, with our fans, we can get a result.
Now, Chelsea travelled to Bournemouth with Frank Lampard, of course, doing his best James Bond impression. He has lost so far 6 out of 6, and one more defeat will, of course, mean 007. Bournemouth go into the game level on points with the Blues.
I'm not hurting because I don't know why, it might be me, but I've been part of this club through big success. So, you know, when you see the highs and lows that sport, any sport, can give you, moments of adversity, I think we at Chelsea have been pretty fortunate for 20 years. And I think, you know, when the spotlight is on you, it's on you, and you, as a professional player, coach, you have to understand and handle that, because every other team will have their moments of these periods. And even as a fan base, I think you have to, yeah, you can be frustrated, you want more, whatever, but I also think, you know, you can be very understanding of what's been in the last 20 years at Chelsea Football Club. So I'm not, it's not one to for me personally, to sit on and feel hurt by too much, more as in, what's the action that's going to get us out of it? Now, the action this season is not going to get us in the Champions League, it's not going to get us maybe in the top eight or whatever. Who knows what it might get, but it'll be like the first small step, and you have to consider it in that period. And of course, maybe not all fans want to hear that, but as I say, it's a reality which I've come back into. So it's not, it's just something that we have to work at to be back.
We're definitely not favourites, absolutely no chance. Chelsea are a very good side with fantastic players. It hasn't clicked yet. If it clicks tomorrow, it's a tough afternoon for the lads, and we need to be at 100%, as we have been for the last few, to give Chelsea a real good game. So, yeah, I think it would be silly of us or anyone to think that we're a better side than Chelsea going into this football match. They're still very, very dangerous. As you said, they've got fantastic players all over the pitch. World Cup winners, Thiago Silva, absolute superstar, fantastic centre-back. So, yeah, they have a good side. And when it starts to click for them, I'm sure they'll be very, very dangerous.
Now, Man City face Leeds, looking to move 4 points clear of Arsenal in the race for the title. But forget that. It's all about the return of one of the best managers in Premier League history. Yep, you've got it. Big Sam Allardyce. Have a listen.
Sam Allardyce's Crystal Palace, well, they'll stay in the Premier League for next season. Sam, he's done it again.
All this tippy-tappy stuff, everybody keeps going about the right way to play football, is all a lot of sometimes.
I do think that Sam's race has run. I do think the last outcome at West Bromwich Albion is where Sam Allardyce now is.
There's nobody ahead of me in football terms. Not Pep, not Klopp, not Arteta.
They are really good, having travel experience. They know the game perfectly. You don't have to be young to be good manager. You know that? So as much experience you have, you are good.
What Sam gives you is, you know, what Sam says on the tin. You know, he'll have the team organised.
Have I done the Sam? For 18 months, a genius, a tactical genius.
And another bullet dodged. The Black Cats may have used up half of their nine lives, but they live to tell the tale after yet another extraordinary escape.
Okay, why is Sam Allardyce, in your opinion, a top 10 Premier League manager of all time?
Because I think you're quantifying it in the wrong way. You're saying it's only just, oh, you have to win trophies, all this and that. There's two types of managers. There's ones that are employed to win trophies, and there's ones that are employed to keep teams up, which is exactly what Sam Allardyce does. That's his job. That's what he's brought in to do. If you brought Pep to Leeds, he's taken him down. If you brought Klopp to Leeds, he's taken him down. Sam Allardyce is the only man that could possibly keep them up. And I think, you know, there's an argument that Sam's probably, you know, better than Klopp, I'd say, as well. Klopp, get Klopp off the list.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Let me fire some managers' names at you, and you can tell me whether or not you think that Sam Allardyce is a better manager.
Okay.
Conte?
No.
Oh.
Hold on. Who's better?
Sam. Big Sam.
Sam, okay.
Because Sam is better than Conte.
Yes.
Okay.
At what he does.
Pochettino?
Yeah, Big Sam all day.
Ranieri?
All day, Big Sam.
Mancini?
All day, Big Sam.
Pardew?
All day. Pardew, get him off that list. Big Sam, all the way.
That's my guy, that Pardew. Okay.
Have you got one you want to chuck at?
No, listen, I've got a list of 10. I'll say the top 10 who I would put above Big Sam. Alex Ferguson.
Of course.
Arsene Wenger.
Run through them.
Guardiola, Klopp, Mourinho, Conte, Ancelotti, Rodgers, Moyes, Pochettino. Well, that's 10. I've got Rafa Benitez in there, Ranieri, Mancini, Kenny Dalglish, Hodgson, Bobby Robson.
Sir Bobby Robson.
Kerbishley, Kevin Keegan.
There's nobody ahead of me in football terms. Not Pep, not Klopp, not Arteta. So it's all there with me. And I share it with them. They do what they do. I do what I do. But in terms of knowledge and depth of knowledge, I'm up there with them. I'm not saying I'm better than them, but certainly as good as they are.
Well, if Leeds and Big Sam are going to do anything, you might have to stop a certain record breaker in Erling Haaland.
Know how good Erling Haaland is? I mean, do you really know?
Pokes it towards goal and it's turned in, and it's that man again, Erling Haaland.
Yes, I know you know that he's scored 51 goals and counting. You're simply the best.
Goal 51 and a Premier League record for Erling Haaland. His 35th goal of this Premier League season.
Do you realise that in the history of English top-flight football, only one man has ever scored this many goals in all competitions across a season? Yeah, one. In 135 years of organised football in this beautiful country, just one man. So come on, indulge me. Let's geek out on this phenomenon. Aww. Haaland scored 35 goals in the Premier League from just 31 appearances. Actually, it's just 2,529 minutes of football, which is really only about 28 full games. I know, pick the jaw up off the floor. You want a comparison? Well, when Mo Salah, also a goal-scoring genius, racked up 32 goals in 2018, he did it in 2,954 minutes. That's over 400 minutes more. Haaland takes less shots per game than Salah did, but has a greater expected goals per 90. Hold on, so you're telling me he takes less shots but is expected to score more goals? Yeah, because he's ruthless, and one look at his shot map and you'll notice how much of his work is as the finisher.
With De Bruyne, back into Haaland! Oh, what a finish! Inevitable!
He is at the end of the Manchester City production line. The team is geared towards him. You're the face, the ace, furthest in space. If you can score more than ever before, then you're a record breaker. But it always was going to end in the golden boot. Hey, Pep.
When you brought him to the club, did you ever think he would be as prolific as this?
Absolutely, yes.
You thought they would break the record this quickly?
I knew it.
So what next? And with nine games potentially left in all competitions, it's all eyes on Dixie Dean's record from 1927-28. He needs 12 more. But what does the man himself think about such records?
I will go home now and play some video games, eat something and then sleep. That's what I will do. And tomorrow we have to start thinking about Leeds. That's my life.
This fella is straight out of a video game. 35 Premier League goals from just 108 shots, 23 from open play, 5 after corners, 7 penalties, 23 left foot, 6 headers and 6 right foot. Yeah, City have got a power up all right, and he may lead them to the treble.
Stop the supply. Stop the big man getting as many chances as he gets, and then you limit his chances for scoring. So stop the supply, but keep an eye on him at all times, particularly in the final third.
Now look what happened, for example, Neil Warnock in Huddersfield. So now a tendency for these incredible managers that have done this Premier League or this competition in better, you know, in better position, looks like now the young managers or they are with the tactics or whatever. So they are really good. They help us to be what we are. And look, the manager, Roy Hodgson for Crystal Palace. So what they have done. So they are really good. They have incredible experience. They know the game perfectly.
Neil Warnock joined the Breakfast Show to discuss Big Sam at Leeds after securing Huddersfield another season of Championship football. Also, the return of Big Sam sparked a conversation on White and Jordan with Stuart Pearce.
It doesn't look as though that many points is going to make you safe, does it? You might get away with one win. Anything can happen. They don't come much tougher than the first two, do they, really? You know, Man City, Newcastle. You just don't know. I mean, they've got some decent players. They've had no defence. They've just had no tactical awareness, I think. At least he'll get them solid and make it hard work, and they'll be hope, you know. But, I mean, Man City first game, wow. I mean, that's... you don't want that as your first game, do you, really? The media builds him up in a wrong way because he's a very clever and astute man, you know. He brought a lot of things starting when he was at Bolton.
Yes.
You know, all the analysts and things like that. Everybody thinks it were a foreign import, but it wasn't. It was Big Sam that started all that.
I wonder in the future, what is the minimum amount of games? Are chairman and are people going to turn around and say, I'll bring you in for one game? Last game of the season, we need to win it. I'm going to change manager to have impact. Well, if you're doing it with four games to go, then why not three? Why not two?
Yeah.
And when Sam first started, when he was at Bolton and the like, he was an innovator. He was sending his staff to America to pick up other sports. Now, all of a sudden, the younger generation of coaches, when I was going through my coaching badges, we were doing exactly the same. But Sam was years ahead in regard to doing that.
Neither end of the scale is definitively right or wrong. You know, there are times when you're, like everything, there is a time to know when the game is up and things have changed and moved along, and perhaps you don't have the same energy or vitality or same ability to communicate. And it's also at the beginning of a manager's career. I think it's laughable to suggest that you just plonk former top players into management positions and assume that they're going to be able to do something meaningful, because it's unrealistic. They don't know what it's like to be a manager. And the one thing you can't buy in life is experience. You simply can't.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And finally, Spencer Oliver joined us on the wonderful Drive Time show yesterday to discuss the fight between Buatsi and Pavel Stepien, which of course is live and exclusive on TalkSport.
A lot of pressure on this man, one of the most talented fighters of his generation, Joshua Buatsi.
From Croydon, Joshua Buatsi!
Left hand down for Buatsi, and he's got him on the run, breaking the two of them. Buatsi hits him tee off with that right hand, and forward goes down.
Lovely right hand, and it followed up, and that's good night.
I'm here to win. There's no other language, there's no other thinking process, there's no other thought.
There's a beautiful right shot. Up. Legs almost went.
He's one of the most exciting, devastating fighters that we have in this country.
Aim here is to win and to look good doing it.
Joshua Buatsi.
Stepien is a guy that is undefeated. He's coming here to win. He's never boxed outside of Poland, but like I say, he fancies it. He's up for it. This is a big opportunity for him on a big platform, and he will take the fight to Buatsi, but that could be his undoing, because Buatsi is a spiteful puncher. And I think once he gets into his rhythm, he's going to put on a show. He really is, because he feels that he needs to make a statement. And that's exactly what he does need to do right now. Buatsi deserves this fight. You know, it's like a getting back into the rhythm sort of fight for him, you know, getting back into it, shaking off the cobwebs. But you know where I'd like to see him go after this? I want to see the fight with him and Anthony Yard. That's a fight that I think, you know what? I would love that fight.
No,
Dan Aziz is there as well. But Wax is number one with a WBA. Dan Aziz is number two with a WBA. That's a great fight. Easy to make. They're both under the boxing banner. But Anthony Yard, that fight excites me. Wax in Yard, I mean, that would be fireworks, man. And like I say, throw Dan Aziz in the mix as well. Let's get these guys boxing, like the best boxing, the best. Sometimes we don't. I think what we learned with Ryan Garcia and Tank Davis a couple of weeks ago, is what we learned is you don't need titles on the line to have great fights, pay-per-view fights. We just want to see the best boxing, the best. And how good would that be if we had someone like Boazzi boxing Anthony Yard or Boazzi with Dan Aziz or Lyndon Arthur or someone of that sort of calibre. For me, that makes sense.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first thing tomorrow morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. And, of course, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.